Hey, this is Muck Dog from learningcurve.blogspot.com, and it is Monday, October 18th, 2010. This is podcast number 21, and it's everything Apple. Apple. As you know, Apple reported earnings after the bell, and Apple is one of those stocks that everybody's in love with right now. Everybody only projects it to go higher. Does that sound familiar? It should. It's reminiscent of stocks from yesteryear, back in 1999 and 2000. But anyways, the stock is doing pretty good. This is from Slash Gear. Apple has just released their fourth quarter earnings. Apple posted record revenue of $20.34 billion and net quarterly profit of $4.31 billion, or $4.64 per diluted share. This works out to be Apple's best quarter ever, and they are offering guidance higher still for the next quarter. Apple sold 14.1 million iPhones, representing a 91% increase over last year's quarter four. For those saying Apple is losing momentum, the numbers will have to disagree. Pretty amazing. They also sold about 4.2 million iPads. And the iPod seems to be trailing a little bit, but that makes sense with all the other gear that they have. They admitted that they are growing internationally, and 57% of earnings are coming from international sales. Pretty cool, right? Let's go to Apple Insider. Apple Insider notes from today's earnings that Apple Steve Jobs slams Google RIM rival tablet makers. And Steve Jobs said, as most of you know, I don't usually participate in earnings calls since you're all in such capable hands, but I couldn't help dropping by for our first $20 billion quarter. I'd like to chat about a few things and stay for the Q&A. So he said that the sales of the iPhone handily beat RIM's 12.1 million BlackBerry sold. Well, that's no shock, right? Because the BlackBerry seems to be yesterday's favorite tech toy. So I don't see them... He says, this is what Steve says, I don't see them catching up with us in the foreseeable future. And I think anybody who's been paying attention to the smartphone market would have to stay the same. I think BlackBerry kind of, they lost their way. What about Google? Let's see. Steve said, unfortunately, there's no solid data on how many Android phones are shipped each quarter. We hope manufacturers will start reporting it, but it's not the case now. We wait to see if iPhone or Android was the winner in the most recent quarter. Google loves to characterize Android as open and the iPhone as closed. We see this disingenuous and clouding the difference. So there you go. He talked about, he said a lot of things. This is from Apple Insider, and Apple Insider is worth adding to your RSS feed reader. All the cool news is coming there. Let's see. This is from the Wall Street Journal. And basically it says the same thing. And it's kind of amazing that everybody just kind of repeats the same news and just adds their own spin. I guess that's what I'm doing as well. Of course, after hours, how is the market reacting? After hours, Apple tumbles 6%. This is also from the Wall Street Journal. And my thought on that is that there's a lot, you've heard the saying, buy the rumor, sell the news. And I think that's true with Apple. Apple tends to, this is my opinion, of course, tends to lowball their earnings number, and then they beat it to make it sound like things are going better than expected. And things are going very well, so no issue there. But I think a lot of the excitement and anticipation is built into the days before earnings announcement. And then when the earnings come out, hey, that's everybody already knows it. It's well known. And people only care what's coming up in the future. And I would have to say that things probably still look really good for Apple. They're very smart with their product release cycle, and that they build up so much anticipation. Rather than Android, which seems like every two or three days there's a new phone, and if you bought a new Android phone today, then by Wednesday or Thursday you'd have buyer's remorse because something new came out. And Apple kind of string their phone out yearly, and you don't have to go through that. Somebody in the comment thread at the Wall Street Journal said that the iPad is just getting started. Xmas sales will be very strong. I plan on purchasing an iPad for each of my children, Skipping the PC experience with my 6 years old. 6 years old. The mouse is so yesterday. Although you can use a Bluetooth mouse with your iPad. Everybody says, oh, it's a buying opportunity. Any selling is a buying opportunity. But we may be at the point where we see some market pullback, although I've been saying that for a while, and I'm still long, even though my black box has said it's time to get out. Something else I found while looking for Apple News is from 148apps.com. Costco cutting off Apple. And have you heard this one? This is where Costco has confirmed plans to remove all Apple-related products from its stores, effective immediately. The retailer held an emergency conference call informing staff to begin removing all Apple-related product inventory and kiosks from all U.S. and Canadian stores. At this point, it appears Costco stores will go ahead and sell their existing stock of iPods, but will not be ordering more units once current inventories expire. While no specific reason for the action has been given, speculation holds that Costco is angry with Apple for not including the retailer as an approved outlet to sell the iPad. So Costco's actions are basically a measure of retribution. And then 148apps asks, is this a good deal or worse deal for Apple or Costco that Costco doesn't sell them? And I have to say, it's probably a non-event for Apple, because these days you can get an Apple iPad anywhere. It was probably a big deal when you could only get the iPad at Apple and Best Buy, and Best Buy only had one of them or something. And if you go back and listen to the podcast archive, you can see where when I was shopping for mine and went to Best Buy and my luck with it. I was the last in line. They ran out actually right before they got to me. But anyway, so Apple was the place to get them. But now they're everywhere. Target has them, and I think that whether or not Costco has them is no big deal. And Costco's not going to get hurt for it, because you still need your 5 gallon jar of mayonnaise and 3 pound bag of chips. People are still going to go there. I mean, it's not going to discourage people from going to Costco. But it does mean you have to make two trips. But if you want an $800 iPad, that's what you're going to do. You're going to make that extra trip. So that's it for Apple. I love Apple. I love my iPod. I love my iPad. And I love my iPhone. Use them all the time. As a matter of fact, as I mentioned here, I probably use my iPad more than my desktop. And it's a pretty cool device. And the music in the background is from 3 Feet Up, God Talks Back, from PodSafe Music at musicalley.com. See ya. Are you puzzled by a concept that's hidden up someone's sleeve?